This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Juneteenth is observed every year, June 19th. It marks the day in the year 1865 when Major General Gordon Granger of the Union Army issued an order informing enslaved people in Texas that they were in fact free. The Civil War had been over for a couple of months. The Emancipation Proclamation had been out for a couple of years, but word did not travel fast. All these years later, rising calls for racial justice have led more people and organizations to recognize this date. And just this year, Illinois lawmakers approved making it a state holiday. Juneteenth festivities across Illinois are beginning as early as today and will continue into the weekend. Joining us to talk about Juneteenth and events across Illinois are Sherina Douglas. She's co-director of Juneteenth, Inc. in Springfield. Sherina, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Also joining us today is Tracy White. She's the festival coordinator of the Quad Cities Juneteenth Festival. Tracy, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And Jeff Woodard is director of marketing and community relations at the McLean County Museum of History. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Listeners, have you participated in any previous Juneteenth celebrations in your area, and how do you plan to mark the day this year? You can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. The number again is 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Sherina, I want to begin with you. It seems Juneteenth is gaining more widespread recognition in recent years across society. I wonder if you get that sense as well, and what you think is behind that.
Yes, I definitely am getting that sense. Mainly, I think, with the coming of the official holiday in Illinois, more legislators and more government bodies are looking to recognize the day. I think a lot of that is coming from a lot of the social justice campaigns, specifically behind the police brutality happening in the Black community. And it's just a time for recognition and acknowledgement.
Yeah, we asked our members of our texting group about this, text the 21st, about Juneteenth. And Christine in Champaign wrote to say, kudos for the state holiday, long overdue, with one of those little clapping hands emoji. Tracy, I wonder, how do you feel about lawmakers approving Juneteenth as a state, as a formal state holiday?
Well, I'm from the Quad City area, so we're a bi-state region. We're Iowa and Illinois, separated by the Mississippi, but connected by bridges. And Iowa was actually one of the first states to make Juneteenth a national or a state holiday. So we have been celebrating it in our community for over 30 years now as a holiday. But with Illinois stepping on this year, it makes it that more special and more meaningful for us, being a bi-state region and having people come together from both states to celebrate one celebration.
And Jeff, I want to ask you, the Black History Project is putting on a virtual Juneteenth week starting today at 6 this evening. What can people expect in terms of programming this week?
Well, Ryan, you know, McLean County has evidence of the celebration since the 1800s. In 1874, there was an 11th observance here in Bloomington, and the leader headline was Emancipation Day, its observance in the city, and the colored citizens of Bloomington celebrate with processions, banners, and speeches. And that was in 1874, and even in, right after a couple of months after the order number 3 was read by Granger, one of Bloomington citizen had wrote the paper, the Daily Leader, and it was basically an appeal for justice because they actually wanted to go home. That was in 1865, and that was in Texas, just a couple of months after Granger and his troops showed up. So that being said, we want to continue to be able to educate, and that's what we're going to do, is hopefully educate the public about Juneteenth. And the City of Bloomington Human Relations Commission, in partnership with the McLean County Museum of History and Historical Society and the Black History Project, is hosting an annual celebration. We did it in 19, and we had to, of course, have one virtually in 2020. And we're celebrating this week with a number of presenters starting this evening. We're going to look at the history of African-Americans in America from 1619 with a program tonight, Africa, with Eric McDuffie. And Kaya Jai is going to do Emancipation for us, The Land of the Free. Wednesday, we're going to look at Reconstruction. Thursday, Jim Crow, Demanding Freedom. And Friday, Voter Suppression. So our theme is to motivate, celebrate, and educate. And that celebration culmination will be on Saturday, where we'll have a youth showcase. And this is all virtual. And we can get links at Bloomington Normal Black History Project, BN, BHP.
Okay. And we can link to that on our website. And it sounds like people outside of Bloomington can join as well, since it is virtual. Let me take a moment to reintroduce you. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Juneteenth and how it is being marked across Illinois. We're speaking with Jeff Woodard of the McLean County Museum of History, Tracy White of the Quad City Juneteenth Festival, and Sharina Douglas with Juneteenth, Inc. in Springfield. Sharina, some people may see a red, white, and blue flag this week as part of Juneteenth celebrations. Can you talk about this flag and some of the symbolism behind it?
The Juneteenth flag really has to do with, I believe that it's the points about the star in Galveston, Texas, paying homage to the soldiers and the enslaved persons, recognizing their freedom. But also the red, white, and blue is significant. Why? Because this is America. A lot of people describe Juneteenth as an African-American holiday. But I remind people that this is an American holiday. This is our Independence Day, truly. July 4th, 1776 is the birth of America. We celebrate that. I celebrate that as a birthday party. But Juneteenth is the true Independence Day when all people can really say, all American citizens can really rejoice in true freedom. And so recognizing and paying homage to Juneteenth as an American holiday, recognizing that red, white, and blue is important and significant. But for us, for Juneteenth Incorporated, we actually flipped the red, white, and blue flag, the Juneteenth flag that you are we are discussing here. Mm-hmm. We actually turned that and flipped the colors to the Black Liberation colors, green, red, and black. Our main purpose for Juneteenth, Inc. is to get to maintain the significance of Juneteenth, but also in doing that, our real goal is to eradicate racism. And a lot of that comes with acknowledgement, and that's exactly what making Juneteenth a state holiday will do. It'll allow all Illinoisans, not just Black Illinoisans, to recognize and acknowledge the struggles and the path that it has taken for Black citizens to actually be truly free.
Tracy, I want to ask you, what in the Quad Cities, what do you have planned for the Juneteenth Festival?
We have our annual festival that is this year taking place on actual Juneteenth, which is June 19th. And we have a little bit of everything. We truly want to make this a community event, not just a Black event. We want everyone to come out because, as the previous guest just stated, with understanding and engagement, you become a part of this as well. I just did a post recently where at the end we had to say that Black history is American history, and to acknowledge that, to understand it and to accept it makes for a greater celebration. So we have all your traditional Juneteenth activities. We have barbecue, we have entertainment, we have a civil rights display with a Black history presentation. We have a Miss Juneteenth pageant that we have young girls from our community from 8 to 12 that participate in that. Of course, we have the reading of the Emancipation Proclamation, the singing of the Black National Anthem, and then recognition of our community sponsors for the people who have so graciously given to make this event possible.
Now, I mentioned our texting group. We did get another text from a listener, Jean, in Champaign, who said, quote, obscure holidays marking events having roots in one area should remain in that one area, end quote. Shireen, I wonder, you know, some people might think of Juneteenth as a holiday that doesn't apply to them. I wonder if you can talk about why all Americans, you know, you think Juneteenth is a holiday for all Americans.
Well, I mean, Tracy made a really good point, right? This is about everyone. Black history is American history. Gay history, Asian American history. It is all American history. I think recognizing, again, you look at all programs that are talking about restoration. Main thing comes to mind for me is a 12-step program. The first step is acknowledging the problem. If we continue to act and as they said, these minuscule events, these minuscule holidays should be, stay as such, minuscule history, history that is not of the mainstream. We already know we are minorities in society. And so because we are minorities, we are supposed to remain that. That is a backwards thinking. That is not the thinking of a forward democracy, free thinking people. And so that is the significance of Juneteenth. It is for everyone. We have to acknowledge the past pain so that we don't repeat our history. We have to look at these things because we've had presidents recently that are looking, and we have current politicians right now. I think your last segment was talking about other surrounding states with Republican representatives that are doing things that are enfranchising minorities, specifically the votes of minorities. That is major. Your vote, your voice in government is what is going to control our freedom. And so when they start diminishing that, we can easily go back, right back to where we were before. If you really look at the 13th Amendment, it does not guarantee freedom to all Americans, because if you are in prison, you are now a slave again. Let's really talk about that. Again, the acknowledgement of Juneteenth is bigger than Black history. It is American history. And I'm glad that the texter did respond about the minuscule history. That is exactly why it needs to be at the forefront. It needs to be talked about and it needs to be acknowledged so we don't go back.
Tracy, I wonder if you have a perspective on that, this idea that, you know, Juneteenth, maybe some people think it's a holiday that doesn't apply to them or that they shouldn't care about.
Gosh, once again, I will say that with education and engagement comes understanding. And if we don't create these spaces for that to happen, then there'll never be any understanding. I just mentioned that, you know, I'm in the Quad Cities, so we live in Iowa, where our governor has just said that it is illegal to talk about white privilege and culture, you know, like, I can't think of the exact wording for it, but basically in any K through 12.
This is the so-called critical race theory debate,
yes,
right?
Critical race theory. Yeah. So K through 12 and public colleges cannot talk about it or they're at risk of losing their funding. So once again, they're trying, not just because they also passed law about the voter suppression, now this law, and it's going back. So the only way that we can create change is to have these spaces. Now, once again, you don't have to come if you don't want to come, but we are not going to shrink or disappear because a few people feel like, oh, this is a Black historical event. It needs to stay in the Black community. No, we have to get to a point where there is understanding, where there is some commonality. At the end of the day, we are more alike than unalike. It is people who create the divisiveness between us, and we have to start pushing that away. I am executive director of a new Black nonprofit in our community that is a community center. And I have people come through here every day for tours. And one person asks, well, is this just for Black people? No, it's not just for Black people, but understand what the focus is. And that's what the Juneteenth is all about. The focus is on Black people, but the history is for everybody to understand.
Jeff Woodard in McLean County, I wonder if you can talk about what Juneteenth means to you as a day.
It's an opportunity to celebrate, but also remember that justice has been delayed. So we have to educate, 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 right? And this is an opportunity for our entire community to come together and commemorate and appreciate the history. This is, again, like we said, it's American history. And I think, Raina, you said it perfectly. We really are more alike than we are unalike. And if I'm not free, you're not free. I mean, you know, we're talking about inalienable rights, right? This is really what it's all about. It's about freedom for everyone. So we can't just put that in a box and that's your day, right? It's the oldest celebration in the country. I think, Rennie, you mentioned critical race theory as an issue, voter suppression, policing in Black communities. So we felt obligated to continue to basically educate our community. And that's what it means to me.
Yeah, and I should point out to listeners, when we talk about critical race theory, there's a lot of resources on this. We are planning to have a discussion on that on the show at some point. It is a sort of fairly narrow academic discipline, and it's become this phrase that has just grown into like any discussion of racism or the history of racism in this country. And that's more than we probably have time to delve into today. We need to take a break here. Let me just remind listeners, this is the 21st. We're talking about Juneteenth and how it is being marked in different places across Illinois. We do want to hear from you. If you're planning to observe Juneteenth this year, how are you spending the holiday? Maybe you have questions about it. You can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. The number again is 800-222-9455. We're speaking with Sherina Douglas, co-director of Juneteenth Inc. in Springfield, Tracy White, coordinator of the Quad City Juneteenth Festival, and Jeff Woodard, director of marketing and community relations at the McLean County Museum of History. More to come on our conversation on Juneteenth after a short break. You're listening to the 21st. Stay with us. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Juneteenth and the different ways the holiday is being observed around Illinois this week and into this weekend. It's formally on Saturday. Juneteenth is, of course, the day when Civil War Union general marched into Galveston, Texas, and informed enslaved people there that they were, in fact, free. It was years after the Emancipation Proclamation had been issued, though, and all these years later, it seems to be gaining in prominence. More businesses, individuals are observing the holiday. The Illinois lawmakers have approved making it a state holiday. I believe Governor Pritzker has not yet signed that legislation, but I think he is expected to do so. And there are Juneteenth festivities happening across Illinois. We're talking about them with Jeff Woodard, Director of Marketing and Community Relations at the McLean County Museum of History, Tracy White, coordinator of the Quad City Juneteenth Festival, and Sherina Douglas, co-director of Juneteenth, Inc., in Springfield. 800-222-9455 is our phone number if you want to join our conversation. 800-222-9455. Let's go now to the phones. Mary is on the line from Urbana. Mary, thank you for calling in.
Hi, this is Mary Ann. I just called to say thank you to the caller earlier who questioned why are we celebrating something or discussing the celebration of something so specific to to a population, a specific population. It helped, I think the question helps illustrate the need to celebrate this part of our history. Our history with a capital O. This is part of American history that we need to know better and understand better, and we can understand each other better.
All right, Mary, thank you for that call. Sherina, I want to ask you, so Springfield's Juneteenth celebration begins this Friday. What can people expect this weekend?
Actually, we begin this Thursday. We're doing a collaboration with Downtown Springfield Incorporated. They have a grant with Levitt Amp Series where they're doing a concert every Thursday on the Y Block in Springfield. And we're starting off there with R&B and spoken word. And then Friday we have, we're opening up our art reception, our art and history exhibit with the Illinois State Museum. We have a art show going on right now called Noir, and that'll be, as well as a history timeline called Freeish. Both of those exhibits will be on display until July at the Illinois State Museum, and that is displayed Friday, which will follow up with a public town hall at the Illinois State Capitol steps to really encourage those who do not understand what Juneteenth is. We will definitely give you an understanding Friday evening. And then Saturday, we will start with a parade at 10 a.m. from Martin Luther King and South Grand all the way into Comacox Park, which is on Adams and Martin Luther King in Springfield, for a two-day music festival.
And I should remind or mention to listeners, if you're interested in that State Museum exhibit and you're not located in Springfield, you're in a different part of Illinois listening to us, we did do a tour of that exhibit with one of the co-curators a couple of weeks ago on the program. You can find that at our website, 21stshow.org, where we talked about some of the art there and what inspired the co-curators to select the pieces and the artists that they did. Sharina, you've spent Juneteenth outside of Springfield as well as in Springfield. I wonder if you how does it compare being in Springfield to other places you've been?
I actually went to school in down south in North Carolina, and I also lived in Peoria for a few years. I would say neither city. Well, Winston-Salem did have a nice Juneteenth, but for me, for Central Illinois, the only one that I can consistently recall would be the one in Springfield. Living in Peoria, unfortunately, there was not consistent celebrations. Maybe a church or a group might do a program of such, but a festival or a celebration to the magnitude that the Quad Cities does, and to the magnitude that Springfield has been doing for over 27 years, it's kind of far and few. And I think that has to go back to, like, the texter brung up, that it's, to many people, it's a minuscule holiday, even to people in the Black community. A lot of young people just do not understand what it is, what is the purpose. For me, honestly, I just knew it as a party in a park for many years as a child, but the older I got, the more I understood my history. You know, it wasn't until high school at Southeast, Springfield Southeast High School, that I learned about the 1908 race riots, and that happened right in Springfield, literally in my backyard, because I live on the north side. But a lot of things, if you don't know, you just don't know, and it's unfortunate. And I think recognizing Juneteenth now as a state holiday will make people recognize Black history again as everyone's history, so that we don't repeat the past turmoils that racism does bring into as a lasting effect.
Tracy, I wonder, in the Quad Cities, how have observations of Juneteenth changed over the years that the festival has been held?
It's gotten more intentional. Like Sharina, I remember going to these festivals when I was 14, 15, 16 years old, and just thought it was a time to hang out with all my friends during the summer. Here, our population of African-American is 12%. So you don't learn about Black history, and you really don't learn about Juneteenth when you're growing up. I was in my 20s before I really understood the significance of Juneteenth and what it really meant. And then I wanted to get involved. I'm like, oh, wow, how can I help? How can I be involved? And it was an organization that was doing it that they had it all under control, right? So I came on as festival
right
organizer.
Now, Tracy, I'm shaking my head. Yes.
Right? So it 6 years ago is when Friends of MLK took on the annual event because the prior organization had closed. And so when I was asked to be a festival organizer, I was just so excited, because this was the opportunity now to be able to release all that passion that I had for Juneteenth and making it more significant. And it wasn't just a time to just come hang out. It was a time to understand our history, to be part of something that is specific for the Black community, but encourages the whole community to come out. You know, I look at, and once again, I'm in Iowa and Illinois, so, you know, there's a different demographic here, but we don't have these same conversations on why should we participate in some obscure or minuscule event when the St. Patrick's Day parade is going on. I know everyone is not Irish. Cinco de Mayo is like another 4th of July in our community, but I know you're not Mexican, so why is there a conversation about Juneteenth and why are we celebrating Juneteenth? We have to keep being vigilant about making ourselves be seen. I can only speak for my community, but we don't always have seats at the table. Our voices are not always heard. So if Juneteenth is that day, that opportunity to be very intentional about our history, about why this happened, about why we weren't free in 1776, why it took 2.5 years to find out that we were free. If we have to put all that out there to start getting some understanding and some engagement, then that's what we'll do. So I believe over the past 5-6 years that I have been festival coordinator, I've been very intentional about having those pieces out there available for everyone to participate in and understand.
And Brian, I'm sure Jeff could speak more to this. We weren't even really truly free when we marched.
No.
Because we didn't really get free until the 13th Amendment, because let's be real, the Emancipation Proclamation was a presidential order, right? How many presidential orders does everyone follow all presidential orders? We've seen what happens in the last presidency. So I'm imagining what all Black people could not have been free in America in June 1865, just not every single one.
They weren't. And then when you think about the 14th Amendment about protection for all, we still weren't protected. And then when Abraham Lincoln died, they found out other ways to still keep us oppressed, which led right up to segregation and, you know, the Civil War. So we still fighting at the end of the day.
Jeff, did you want to weigh in on any of that? Or
I do. Just recently, the city of Bloomington made Juneteenth a city holiday. That's just recently, right? After all this time, the Bloomington Normal Black History Project has been celebrating Juneteenth since 1993. And I just wanted to maybe speak to that caller earlier, and I think she made a good point about why we're even talking about something. It's because obviously people don't know. You know, I mentioned Sergeant Major William McCausland, and I wanted to be real more clear about him. He was a U.S. Colored Infantry volunteer, right, in Ringgold, Texas. And he basically risked life and limb to restore the Union. You know, he just happened to be Black. But again, what Rena said earlier, we're really more alike than we are unalike. And we have some of the same goals and aspirations in life. And that's all the more reason why we should celebrate.
Yeah, another conversation we had on the show a few months ago was about a little known woman from Illinois history named Nance Leggins Cosley, who her son, I believe, was in the Army unit that marched into Galveston. I think we can get in one more phone call here, 800-222-9455. Kathleen is on the line from Lincoln. Thanks for calling in, Kathleen.
Hi. I appreciate the June 19th, the reasoning for the celebrations. And I think it's horrific that it took more than 2 years for the news to get to Texas, because, you know, letters didn't take that long and newspapers didn't take that long to get across the country. But it seems like there's a proliferation of the equal but separate idea with celebrations, including a Black national anthem. As a musician, that touches a heartstring of mine, that if you consider yourself American, there is only one national anthem.
All right, Kathleen, thank you for the call. Shireen, I'm trying to remember if it was you or Tracy who said that the Black National Anthem was part of the Juneteenth celebration in your area. Was it in Springfield? And maybe you can just talk about that piece of music. And we've only got, unfortunately, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes remaining in the show. But
I think it really just pays homage to understanding that for years and still right now, there are still two Americas. Understanding that we were not free as Black Americans until decades after what America calls their Independence Day. Thus the reason for having our own national anthem. We still, right now, just in 2021, are still arguing to pay homage to us as Black Americans for the detriment of slavery. And I think that really just speaks numbers to why we still have to sing and our own national anthem, because our freedoms are still being infringed upon till this day. Just because we can't even acknowledge together as Americans our past history.
Tracy, just one last quick question to you. As Juneteenth has gained in popularity in the mainstream, you're seeing brands like JCPenney are now selling Juneteenth t-shirts. I wonder if that makes you feel ambivalent, or is this like, okay, the holidays arrive, we're going to have furniture sales and stuff like that. It's become just a part of the American fair. Where are you on that question?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. We probably don't have enough time where I'm at on it. But you know what, if it gets it out there to the mainstream so that we can keep pulling people in to understand that there are two Americas, then that's what we have to do. I don't know about profiting off our pain. And there are several smaller Black owned businesses that sell the exact same thing. So my suggestion is always try to support the small business before you go to the big chain.
Tracy White is coordinator of the Quad City Juneteenth Festival. We've also been speaking with Sharina Douglas, co-director of Juneteenth Inc. in Springfield, and Jeff Water, director of marketing and community relations at the McLean County Museum of History. Thank you all so much for being with us today and talking about this on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brian.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Chantal Vaca is our engagement producer, and our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. If you want to subscribe to our podcast, you can do so at our website, 21stshow.org. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One, Overcast, just about anywhere you can get your podcasts. You can find us, just search for The 21st. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.